get this onto fire. Ooh, ooh.
It's Bill. He ain't got any of that damn money. Right. He ain't got no woman either.
This is Chris 200. This is Audio On Demand for December 29th, 2005. Hey, how you doing? I'm heading back home. It's a Wednesday night. There's a Husker game tonight, so Husker fans unite. And I don't know, I listened to some of the pregame stuff here, and sounds like Nebraska is not expected to win this. Not expected to win this game, but college football is exciting, and you never know how it's going to turn out. So I don't know what the betting lines are on it or anything like that, but I believe it's on TV. I don't know what channel it's on. I'm not much of a Husker fan. I'm more of a fan of another team that wears red and white in the state. Not the same caliber of football, but extremely competitive, and they always have an exciting show there. So, anyway, Husker game tonight. Had Christmas things this last weekend. Just finally getting over that. I'm glad that's over. I got one more Christmas to go to this next weekend on Sunday, I believe. Sunday. And so, I don't know, there's going to be a whole bunch of people in a small house. Hopefully we can just show up, do our thing, and get the hell out of there. So, anyway, my brother called me last night, wanted to know if I wanted to go to Vegas about 10 minutes after I ordered a brand new computer. Not sure how that's going to go. If I can go, or if my wife wants to go. I know my wife wants to go, but I don't know if we can put together a plan. Anyway, they're looking to stay in Imperial Palace. Not excited about that, but hey, it's in Vegas. Who cares? Actually, wouldn't mind staying at Barbary Coast or one of the smaller ones there on the Strip. But we'll have to see how that turns out. Evidently, there's a new airline coming to Lincoln that's a budget airline, and they do flights to and from Vegas on Saturdays and Wednesdays. So I might have to look at that a little bit better. Kind of excited about the new computer coming in. I ordered an HP. It's staying with my HP brand. Loyal to HP, I guess. I don't know. They had the best deal around, so that's what I went with. I looked at Gateway. I looked at Dell. I haven't really played with a Gateway in some time. I imagine they're a good machine. Dell, I don't know how I'd feel about having a Dell at home. I've had some, I don't know, let's say mixed experience. I haven't been completely pleased with the Dell machines that I've used at work. HP machines that I've used at work, I haven't had any problems with, so. And the HP machine I have at home now, we've got three deer at this location right now. Usually it looks like a herd of cattle. But anyway, been happy with the HP machines. I went with a media center and a nice 17-inch flat LCD monitor. I'm kind of excited about that. I wanted to go 19 inches, but I just couldn't pony up the extra $40 or whatever it was to get that. So I went with a 17-inch. at least I know that'll fit in the little work area that I got now. Kind of anxious to network these things together. I've got a couple Windows 98 machines. I've got also the current HP I got, which is running an XP. It was a Millennium Edition computer when I bought it. Got lucky and got an upgrade to XP with the school, the university. What else? Head off Office on it. Hopefully I can put Office on the new machine and remove it from the other. I don't know how that's going to work exactly. I've heard that you can put that on multiple machines in your home without any problems, but it does some sort of checking with Microsoft to see how many licenses you have on different machines and that. Maybe if it's behind a router, it won't matter. I don't know. I know the P3s had the... wow, this is great. The P3s had the serial number of the processor somehow embedded in it and sends that information along somehow. I don't know about the P4s. I think I ordered a P4. I think it's dual core. 3 gigahertz. 1 gig of... 1 gigabyte of RAM. 250 gig hard drive. I'm sure that's not going to be quite enough. It also has a thing I'm really anxious to try out, since I'm kind of a media horse or whore. It has a tuner and FM receiver built right into it. A cable receiver. Cable tuner, I guess. So I can basically hook that baby up to the cable box, or to the cable line, and hopefully record video. Hopefully record television shows in that right on the computer. That I am really looking forward to. I hope it works like it says it does. I hope I don't have problems with that connection there. I know I've had problems with the connection and having a splitter on the cable line there going into the cable modem. That was about a year ago. It's gotten a lot better. I haven't had any dropouts lately. I can't think of one in a long time. So I hope they've got their network straightened out. And I hope I can put a splitter there and receive the cable television on the computer. If not, I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm actually kind of thinking about throwing that baby over onto the... over by the television. It's got 8.1 or 7.1 surround sound. More speaker outputs than I will ever need. Monitor's got embedded speakers, so we'll have to see how that sounds. I've got a subwoofer system with some satellites currently. If I want to, I can also pull up... I have it switched so I can switch to a stereo receiver if I like. Just a cheap old stereo receiver I bought for $5. It's 60 watts. It's a monster, actually. Real nice stereo receiver. No remote or anything, but hey, it does what I need it to do. So I'm kind of anxious to see how that works. That should be coming on Friday, 4:30. So Friday night might be a long night for me if I'm up playing with that thing. Saturday, I'm probably below playing around with that thing, too. Who knows? And Monday, I'll have off, too. Sunday, I got the Christmas thing going on. So kind of anxious to see how that works. Other computer-related things. I've gone... switched mail clients here lately, and I actually want to try another thing with the mail clients. I went from Outlook Express, which served me fine. One of the things I wanted to do was sync my email on a Pocket PC, and in order to do that, I needed to put it into Outlook, standard Outlook, and what a hog that email program is. What a hog. The computer just didn't run like it used to, so I went ahead and went with Firebird, and you know what? Firebird is really working good. It's nice, small, it does what I needed to do, and I've gone on with life. I haven't been able to sync anything with the Pocket PC, but you know what? The Pocket PC actually behaves correctly now that I don't have I'm trying to sync to Outlook. It'll stay connected. It won't drop the connection with the cable. I thought I had a bad cable there for a while, but it was just Outlook. Damn, Microsoft and Bill Gates, your stuff doesn't work. It's kind of been my mantra this year. I just want it to work. And it does with the Outlook, or I'm sorry, with Firebird. So I'm running Firebird, Firefox. You know, I've got the old Internet Explorer out there just to get through those pages that I need to run Explorer on. There's some pages you have to run Explorer on. Different shopping carts and different sites actually have you use Explorer, or else they just don't show anything. So anyway, I'm really excited to see how that thing works. There's some sort of changeable drives bays, I believe, on this thing too. I'm not sure how that works. Guess we'll have to see how that works, see how much the hard drives are. They remind me of Avid drives, or the drives that you use in video production. Actually got to work with a little bit of an Avid studio for a short time, and actually got some video brought into it in that, and a lot of hard drives there. Actually kind of slow, running Macintosh machines on that. Anyway, enough about that. Listen to Steve Wozniak on itconversations.com. There was a talk that he gave, and it was kind of a brief history of his background and how he got into computer business and how he built computers when he was a kid, built different logic things when he was a kid. I don't know if it's all true. I think I call BS on probably 20% of it. Talked about his relationship with Captain Crunch, different things Captain Crunch is up to, or had been up to at the time. So that was an interesting talk. He's kind of burned out on podcasts, but I have listened to some good podcasts. Trucker Tom, I kind of have a crazy relationship. Some days I can listen to him, some days it's just drives me crazy. Today he was talking about McDonald's salads, of all things, for God's sakes. And then my iPod went dead, battery went dead, so I had to throw it in my pocket. I'm doing this now. Boy, other than that, I don't know much more. Got in a good day's work today, got a lot of things done. I don't know if my boss actually thinks I'm getting anything done, but anyway, I'm at my exit. I'm going to go ahead and turn this off, hopefully get this uploaded today. Boy, it looks like they've been doing some cement work here on the interstate. Like I said, I don't know if I'll have another one by the end of the year. Maybe look for a year-end wrap-up here shortly. Probably just me talking. Maybe I'll do that this weekend. I have to draft a letter for a band gig and stuff like that too. So anyway, I'll let you go. I'm at my exit. See you later.